Tu te prends pour un narcomètre, un vendeur à la sauvette. J'enfile mon survêt et je m'en vais faire des pépés. Je te le répète, y'a pas de tapette. Mes potos risquent d'être la mettre. D'un profond, ils veulent défendre. D'un profond, ils veulent tes fonds, capable de tout défoncer. Devant ta cachette, ça t'a crossé, avec ta bouche, t'as tout craché. L'endroit où tu coffrais, ce coffre on s'est refait. Y'avait moins à compenser, mais c'est pas grave, on dépense tout. Et on repart sur un coup, coup sur coup. Abandonné, on s'arrête pas, même quand son pote s'est fait péter. Pendant que les cons dépètent sa porte, tout dans le 16, il pète une porte. Il a jamais toqué, comme jamais baissé son froc. Beaucoup, beaucoup de mauvais souvenirs avec la propre. Les mondes doivent tous les coqs, et le PJ fait le perroquet. Pendant que la diarrhée se pue, la halque bouc à ses frères. Fumé, fumé, je vais t'avoir comme le mulet. Abandonné. C'est reconnu du revoir abandonné. Rêve des îles et du bateau abandonné. Je te traduis, c'est dur bandit. Abandonné. C'est reconnu du revoir abandonné. Rêve des îles et du bateau abandonné. Je te traduis, c'est dur bandit. Un bandit, ça balance pas qui t'a niqué un bout de sa vie. Il en est peut-être pas ravi, mais ça marche comme ça dans le navire. Si tu veux pas que le four chavire, gros fait péré, qu'à te dire une bandero, qu'est-ce la vie dans. Il a moisi à la vie, à la mort, c'est refrain. Il est fort face à sa mère, il est pas fort. C'est bien la seule qui donne des ordres. Tu frimes, il fout le désordre, mais il est connu d'aucune tête. Toujours oui, un tête à tête. Crois-moi que c'est une tête dure comme Bendy Rose, une valeur sûre. Il sait où investir son business, il fait fleurir. Sa vie pas trop en haute couture, il pense beaucoup au futur. Futuriste et réaliste, les bâtards et les raids de la liste. Plus étonné que les Schmitt le piste, il a jamais eu de piston. Maintenant il écoule des litrons. En vacances, t'es payé à l'air, chaque jour il dépense ton salaire. Mais l'affaire elle est salée, sur son chemin il a tué. Abandonné, l'eau s'arrête pas, pourtant la balle le rattrape pas. Abandonné. C'est reconnu du revoir abandonné. Rêve des îles et du bateau abandonné. Je te traduis, c'est dur bandit. Abandonné. C'est reconnu du revoir abandonné. Rêve des îles et du bateau abandonné. Je te traduis, c'est dur bandit. C'est Bendejo, histoire de Bédo, histoire de Coco. Il adore jouer au con, mais c'est pas un con coqué. Les coqs les cherchent, il est partout, mais depuis longtemps il est parti. J'en dis pas plus, rien qui cogite. Un clin d'œil pour la PJ, je les repars à eux, je suis trop pareil. Va tous loco, c'est la moitié, c'est mon compte de fait, je compte sur personne. Et perso, je leur pisse dessus. De toute façon, la scol, c'est un bandit, notre c'est mytho qui font marrer. Dans la vraie, je suis l'avocat, j'ai tout vu, mais j'avoue pas. Abandonné, c'est reconnu, tu revois, abandonné. Rêve des îles et du bateau, abandonné. Je te traduis, c'est dur bandit. Abandonné.
Hello, this is WMFO Mad Fern, 91.5 FM, and streaming internationally on WMFO.org. Charlotte, back again for the real Goblins and Demons Global Summit. Though I know there's a mix-up beforehand, but yes, it is I. For those who are paying close and loving attention to my progress in speaking French, I've been, listening, reading the lyrics as I, listen to the music that I listen to, which is extremely French, to an overbearing standpoint, and I'm beginning to understand more, bit by bit. So that was Moja la Squalo with Bandolero. I heard that for the first time in a thrift store in Lavapiés. I remember I was I was that person. I tried to do it as slick as possible, but I had to ask Siri what song it was. I don't think anyone noticed, but I had to carry the shame of doing that. In other news, there's an absolutely gorgeous sunset today. I don't know if anyone had the chance to see it, but it was profanity just fell out of my mouth when I saw it because it was so stunningly gorgeous. And my favorite part of it, besides the aesthetic beauty of realizing what the universe looks how it's just so disarming for everyone. So I was walking out of a class and everyone's just rushing towards Tisch Roof, this outlook where you could see it really well. And some people were just taking pictures of it and then they dip, so it's sort of it almost felt like they were marking off a checkbox of oh yeah, see a nice sunset, take a picture, oh there I go. But then some people were actually, I don't know, it felt this moment of collective something, like, I don't know, just like indulging together within the beauty that was in front of us. But my favorite quote from that moment, where like these few friends were like rushing to see it. And they're like, wow, that's so beautiful. And like, you know, they're taking photos, you know, like you want to capture things. I'm like, capturing things with your devices is totally fine. But this one person said, wait, okay, like, do you have panorama on your phone? Because my phone died, and like, you know, like, want to get this through Instagram. Just like, oh, is that what you're thinking about? Interesting. But I don't mean to be, or how do I frame this? Like, I guess I am in a lot of ways like a tech pessimist, but I don't want to be that guy who knows that that word exists in the first place. Yeah, I think it's an interesting balance to strike, or in line that I oscillate between, of like having opinions about like tech and AI, but then also like having friends. Because if you couldn't tell from, you know, my charm, I'm not a comp sci major. but I'm very much into like the cultural theory side behind it. So I do have opinions, but I also do have hygiene. But yeah, why I went on that tangent in the first place. I remember, because I was with a friend and we were waiting for the tea, and we saw the ad, or like one of the ads that's like all around for, you know, Apple's newest releases, and the iPhone 11 and its three camera things, like that, they do not care about your photography career. Like, it just feels so eerily and obviously about like better surveillance that consumers like just openly embrace because of its like supposed like superficial like allure and functionality. And also thinking like Spotify premium users, like they had to offer of like a free like a Google Home or whatever that device is. Like, if you have premium, you can just get it shipped to you. And like, a lot of people's first impressions of the deal were like, oh, heck yeah, like, why wouldn't I do that? But then it's like, you letting a device like that can listen to you in your home for free, that, for what reason? Like, what is the reason of that? And I think you can guess what it is. But on less non sequitur tangents, my French is getting better, and it also is bringing me down memory lane. So, just an ode to those tales, a favorite track at the moment.
J'écris des chansons, je ne les chante pas, et ton nom, je ne le dis pas. C'est des histoires que tu t'inventes. Romance d'un soir si ça t'enchante. Faut pas le dire mais c'était court, faut pas l'écrire, ça pue l'amour, ça sert à rien, pourquoi courir? Il y en a plein des filles désirs. Faut pas le dire mais c'était court, faut pas l'écrire, ça pue l'amour, ça sert à rien, pourquoi courir? Il y en a plein des filles désirs. Ce que tu touches, tu le détruis. Mon corps se couche sur ton ennui. J'ai fait l'impasse sur les mots doux, comme une terrasse en plein mois d'août. Fais pas semblant car je le sais, tu ne m'aimes que parce que je te hais. Mais c'est pas grave, tant pis, je prendrai un taxi. Je suis partie à la mer, toute seule, je te jure, voyage. voyage en solitaire. J'écris des chansons, je ne les chante pas. Et ton nom, je ne le dis pas. C'est des histoires que tu t'inventes. Commence d'un soir si ça t'enchante. Faut pas le dire, mais c'était court, faut pas l'écrire. Ça pue l'amour, ça sert à rien, pourquoi courir? Il y en a plein des filles désirent. Faut pas le dire, mais c'était court. Faut pas l'écrire, ça pue l'amour.
As always, I've introduced our Mare Track. Important announcement, it is 11:11, so please make a wish. It's not 11:11 on 11:11 as it was yesterday, which was an even more powerful wish, but still, gotta get that. And then maybe thinking, my understanding of those lyrics, it's like Desire Girls, so thinking of desire, which I've actually been thinking about a lot, because as a Pisces, when I'm not exclusively thinking about love and crushes, but I am in a SOCH seminar, and with any SOCH seminar, or with any good SOCH seminar, you're going to be talking about marks, at least in some capacity, and we were talking about, like, what makes... like, you know, like the concept of like species being and labor and et cetera, et cetera. And my professor brought up this point of like, rather than like labor being what makes humans human and like ability to turn matter into culture, it's actually desire. And like he like sort of said that as like a side note of like alluding to like feminist critiques of and like Marxist feminism. But I like... and he didn't expand, and I've, like, been kind of wanting to, like, know more about it. So I, like, did all my Googles, like, you know, put, like, my scholarly beret on, but couldn't really find anything, or, like, anything that I found particularly fruitful, or that, like, really got to what I think my professor was alluding to. So I've been tempted to just email me, like, what were you talking about when you meant that? And, like, not for me personally, it's not really for any, like, scholarly function. It's just sort of, like, I think about Cupid a lot. Cupid is in like, wait, is he Greek or Roman? I always get confused. I know Eros is one of them. They're sort of like their counterparts, but I forget which is which. Here's the thing, like, I didn't grow up reading like Percy Jackson, or like I wasn't that kind of kid, but in some ways I kind of wish I was, because I feel like that would give me like a really good foundation that I am now lacking. But yeah, I have a lot of thoughts about Cupid, and I was talking to a good friend about them, and she had a lot of thoughts on Cupid. She's also a Pisces. I don't know if that has something to do with it, but you know, she's also into art history, like that's her, she's studying, so maybe that nuances it. But that's just what has been through my head. So I've been, you know, crowdsourcing people's opinions and other such. I'm also obsessed like with idioms, how this sort of like it's not a dialectical exchange, they're more sort of like they like complement each other and like live together, of like playing the fool but then playing Cupid, and I've been thinking of those two phrases like together. Not really, I haven't had any realizations or breakthroughs with it, but I guess that's my motor at the moment of just sort of exploring that. But speaking of Cupid, what would 2019, my favorite year of young adulthood so far, be without Cupido, which is this little Spanish boy band, one of my, like,
you know, definitely not stylistically particularly unique or original. I'd say almost everything that they do is extremely derivative, but that's what I like about, you know, within the age of like copyright culture and like remix culture, like I guess they just fit in perfectly. Yeah. And also I think what makes it even funnier, not like sweeter because I have no sentiment from its origin story, but I went on a date in Belgium when there was a strawberry moon, and the person that I was on the date with showed me one of their songs, and it was very nice. The date was absolutely, actually stunningly mediocre, but I learned about this band, so I guess it'll go down in history in, you know, the soundtrack of my life, I guess. So here is Cupido.
Siempre paso por algo. manifiesto.
Those past two songs, Yay Cúbilo and Colectivo da Silva, belong to a canon that my brother disdainfully refers to as Castilian Mac DeMarco. But for me, just feels like Madrid sunlight. Big fan of that. Yeah, but reflecting on like all of the music that I have become aware of in the past year, and just sort of thinking about what I've been playing this semester, not a lot of it is in English, but I'm a fan of it, and this is one of an artist that I really appreciate and admire that I became aware of through a course that I took last spring. Very, just like, very, very interesting work that he does, or, yeah, like, within music videos and, like, production-wise, etc. So, enjoy. Agresividad.
veces no caigo en tus trampas. Ahora soy yo la que dice basta. Decías que querías mirarte en mis ojos una vida. Ahora siento que eso es mentira, mentira, mentira. Decías que querías mirarte en mis ojos una vida. Ahora sé que eso es mentira.
Such a bop. That was Chita with Mentira. Became aware of that this past weekend when I was perusing the internet for new music. Very big fan of that song. And then earlier, Cariño with Mierda Seca. And then I don't want to say his name because it is a slur. but if you look at the playlist, you will see his name. good song. Cariño, they're a girl band from, are they from Madrid? I know they're Spanish. Just want to make sure. Yeah, they are from Madrid. Very good. Just like very sunshiny and very punchy songs. Like it's like they are just like, you know, it's like chewing bubble gum or something. Like it like is, and then like the flavor runs out, so like the song ends. Or like not that the flavor runs out, but they just know what they're doing. Big fan of them. But I've been playing so much music in Spanish that I forgot that the point of the show is that I can't ever understand the lyrics. So I think it is time to go back to some French, per usual. A new favorite song. I hope you enjoy.
Dans le sang. Formidable, formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Oh bébé, oups mademoiselle, je vais pas vous draguer. Promis juré, je suis célibataire depuis hier, putain. Je peux pas faire d'enfant et bon, c'est pas. Hé, hey, reviens, 5 minutes quoi. Je t'ai pas insulté, je suis poli, courtois et un peu fort bourré. Mais pour les mecs comme moi, ça fait autre chose à faire, hein. M'auriez vu hier, j'étais formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Oh, tu t'es regardé, tu te crois beau parce que tu t'es marié. Mais c'est qu'un anneau, mec, t'emballe pas. Elle va te larguer comme elles le font chaque fois. Et puis l'autre fille, tu lui en as parlé. Si tu veux, je lui dis, comme ça c'est réglé. Et au petit aussi, enfin si vous en avez. Attends 3 ans, 7 ans et là vous verrez si c'est formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Hé, hey, petite, oh, pardon, petit. Tu sais, dans la vie, y'a ni méchant ni gentil. Si maman est chiante, c'est qu'elle a peur d'être mamie. Si papa trompe maman, c'est parce que maman vieillit, tiens. Pourquoi t'es tout rouge? Reviens, gamin. Et qu'est-ce que vous avez tous à me regarder comme un singe, vous? Ah oui, vous êtes sains, vous. Bande de macaques, donnez-moi un bébé singe. Il sera formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables.
If still listening to Stromae in 2019 is like a toxic trait, or if it's just, if it just is, I can't moralize it. But I'm really tempted by the former. But yeah, those past two tracks, just I imagine myself roller skating in like the neon fog of Paris. But it's also like a discotheque, like suspended in the clouds. Like that's sort of the ambiance that those songs provide me with. And I really like that imagery. It's an imaginary space that I like to navigate in my head. But know, with any imaginaries, there's some reality to talk about. And I'm just trying to think about what one I want to share with you today, because there is much to discuss. And like Billy Ray Cyrus once taught us, there was much to think about all the time. And usually what I'm thinking about is Cupid and what having a crush is and what that means. But what I'm thinking about right now is dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great tasting. I do not know how that came out of my mouth. Wow. Okay. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Figs, apples, cherries, bananas, raisins, cranberries, pineapples, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty, or tasty, as I almost said, and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or a processed snack. Snack. Tasty snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at Demfo and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. It is true. I am wearing my banana earrings today. Because I'm wearing my blue velvet pants and then like my like sort of like bell sleeve almost turtleneck like sparkly blue sweater that my wonderful mama got for me. And I was thinking of what what earrings to pair it with. Because I felt like doing blue would be like kind of too much. So I was like, oh, give it a little pop of color. But fruit earrings are definitely among my favorite of the earring canon. I have strawberry earrings. I have strawberries. I have bananas. I think I have more fruits than that, but I'm just completely blanking. But I have a very extensive, beautiful earring collection for which I am very grateful. It's one of my favorite things. And I am working on making a pair of earrings. And by that, I mean literally miniature pairs. Ha ha ha. What a good pun. Enjoy.
You and her, you were worth such a man. fall when I'm in this state of mind, baby. There's no name but your name I would call. And if you feel like I do, then there's no way this is wrong. You're the sweetest thing about me. There's no shame in that at all. Feel good feeling when I'm giving all this love to you. No mistaking, it's the real thing. Obviously this is true. And the sweetest life, the living is alright. And the love is easy when you're with me. And the sweetest life, the living is alright. And the love is easy when you're with me.
This is WFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Do you think it's too early to start playing Christmas music? Because I know, but I'm not going to. You have that option for yourself. But yeah, I actually, fun announcement. I guess I've gotten so... I take myself so seriously to the point that, like, on Spinatron, like, me adding these songs, that Google prompted me asking if I wanted to translate the page, because it's all, most of the information from the artist that I'm putting in is either in French or Spanish. So that's the point at which I need a timeout, I think. But I'm a fan of it. Yeah, that was just Quay with Sweetest Life from 2017, a little bit older of a song. But he's incredible, and, like, the visuals to all of his music videos are also just really good. And, like, album covers, absolutely incredible. Just, like, really vibrant. beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. And that is all for the Goblins and Demons. See you soon.
Rock and roll music, and why I preach against it, I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
His shoulders all bunched up, confidence betrayed by a slow walk, head hung low, smiling at the girl, she can't see him.
Till they kick me off the booth, and we pretty much amazing.